had to go about it, write it out and find it myself. And there's some stories I can tell you. I had to fail. It's Farnham Word Daily, Adam Collins and Henry Moran stepping in for Jeff, stepping in for Daniel, stepping in for loads of people. He's done it before. He knows what he's doing. He can tell us about this Women's One Day International between England and India, all in the space of 30 seconds. For the Advanced Hair Studio, the world leaders in hair restoration. Go.
Well, what can I say? India came into this series perhaps favourites, given England's absentees. They won the first match, coming to the second game knowing they could win a bilateral series in England for the first time since the last millennium. And they got that job done, thanks to an amazing innings. Harmanpreet Kaur, 143 from 111 deliveries. That set England a target of 334. Never looked likely. They were pretty much up with the rate, but they lost too many wickets in the end, falling 88 runs short. And that means India win the series with a game to go.
In straight sets. As you say, it's the first time since 1999 they've won in England. It's only the second time we've had the away team win a bilateral series between these nations at one-day level. So that was also 1999. England had never won in India in one-day cricket with the women. And it's only the, well, what are we? It's the third time since 2007 that England have lost any bilateral one-day series at home. I acknowledge that they are understaffed. And that was shown up probably more, not so much with experience, although that's palpable, but options for Amy Jones as captain with the ball. She didn't use a six bowler today. Ordinarily, Siva. Even Knight took three for here against New Zealand last year. They've got options galore. It's a very different England team at the moment, the way they look, the way they feel in the field.
Totally. And certainly when you look at the experience that he's missing, Heather Knight is a captain that has been in an England side for well over a decade. Yeah. Catherine Brunt has been almost playing as long as Julan Goswami. And then you've got Nat Siva, who is this powerhouse, one of the world's best players. You're taking three crucial elements out of the side, and that's before you remember Anya Shrobsole's only just retired as well. So it is an inexperienced England side, but there were flickers of excitement, as there have been across the summer, in terms of what's to come. Tough days for Lauren Bell and for Eyre Kemp, no question about that. They were expensive. They took wickets, but were expensive. They will learn a lot from today. They'll learn a lot from what they had to face when it came to Harmanpreet Kaur's batting. But no question about it, that does not undermine the achievement for an India side who themselves have lost players in the last couple of years, Mitali Raj being the most obvious candidate in that respect. So huge credit to India. England will learn a lot from this series.
Yeah, I think, look, let's call it as it is. Freya Kemp shouldn't be bowling overs 50, 48 and 46, right? I think because she only went for 20 in her first five, they arrived at the conclusion, well, she's our most frugal bowler so far in terms of the seamers. Let's use her at the death. Had they had their time again, I'm sure it would have been Kate Cross. I nearly forgot the name of Kate Cross. Trust me. I'm playing her 50th One Day International, the senior bowler, the senior pro in this team at the moment, who would have bowled those tougher overs in favour of getting Kemp out of the firing line. In the end, Kemp had an over that went for 26, where she bowled 11 deliveries with five separate balls being called wide as she just completely went off the rails with the back of the hand slower ball. The same delivery, by the way, that netted her first one-day wicket an over before. So it's a bit of swings and roundabouts. But yeah, when Harmanpreet gets going, we saw it in 2017 in the World Cup semi-final. We kind of haven't seen it for a number of years till 2022. She's hit more than 700 runs this year at about 60-odd. She's averaging over 100 as the Indian captain.
It's unbelievable.
She just relishes the responsibility. Like, she loves being the boss. And not all players make that step up when they're made captain. Like, some find it challenging to balance all the different and broader responsibilities. Harmanpreet wants this team to be hers. Daniel and I spoke about this the other day, that 2025 is the ultimate goal. This is kind of base camp. But, I mean, what a base camp it's been, winning in England.
Yeah, unbelievable. And I think as much as Mitali Raj did for women's cricket full stop, forget just India, an incredible servant to the game, a wonderful player to watch. But I think that India, having, in the same way perhaps as England had to rediscover themselves post the Charlotte Edwards era when she left the England side in 2016, India have to find themselves a new identity, and that is being led so brilliantly by Harmanpreet Kaur, who's such a thrilling player to watch. No boundary was safe. No one in the ground was safe when that ball was sailing all around. And it reminded me of that innings, that 171 against Australia back in 2017. It was a phenomenal bit of batting, a phenomenal bit of hitting. And it was absolutely thrilling. And us on BBC Test Match Special commentating on the radio coverage, we're just in awe of what we were seeing, because this is just the sort of hitting that whatever form of cricket you're watching is, you cannot take your eyes from it. It's thrilling.
When she's like that, she feels untouchable. You know, the back end of the 17 World Cup, like, well, she's flicked the switch. She's going to be the best player in the world now. Doesn't play out that way at all. In fact, quite the opposite. So much so that I might have written last year they should leave her out of the team. I mean, it was right there and thereabouts whether she was worthy of a spot in that Indian starting 11 in one-day cricket on the basis of the decline she'd been experiencing over a number of years. Today, it was such a perfectly paced innings. The first 50 going at a strike rate of 80-odd. The next 50, a strike rate of about 120, which meant her 100 was brought up in an even 100 balls. From there, hits 43 in 11 balls, including a dot to finish, so 43 in 10 before that. And there was really nothing that Amy Jones could do. And I do feel for Amy Jones. She sort of didn't start the season thinking she'd be captain. She probably doesn't covet it. You sense she doesn't covet it, without putting words in her mouth.
She's
stepping up to do the team thing, do the right thing. She's not going to say no to captaining England.
No, you wouldn't.
So she's doing the best she can, I'm sure. But she did get her sums wrong today. Eccleston and Kemp and Beaumont mercifully came in and said, don't bowl this over, Sophie. If you bowl this over, we're going to have to bowl a sixth bowler to get through the 50 because of the way they'd set it up with the last five. I mean, they're not the sort of small but significant errors you make if you've got the experience of Heather Knight or Nat Siver on the field.
Absolutely. And I think it's worth remembering with Amy Jones that she, well, by the way, she played her best innings of the summer
today. Played really well today.
Really well with
the bat. I think she turned the corner. I mean, the way she used her feet.
Yeah, absolutely. And it was a really good knock. But let's not forget, this is somebody who played an Ashes series in all formats at the start of the year.
Yeah.
Through a World Cup that was challenging. Then through everything that England had to do in the early part of the summer. A full 100 with a Birmingham Phoenix side in a leadership role in that team as well. Then these matches too. This is somebody that has not missed a game for England in the entirety of 2022.
Yep.
No one else can say that. And then you're thrown at the back end of the year and you might just be thinking, thank goodness I'm going to get a little bit of a break. Oh, by the way, you're captaining the side for the first time. So let's take a step back and say, yeah, maybe there was the odd sum that was wrong today. She's without some key generals in that team.
Absolutely.
And she's having to play the umpteenth game this year. And you've got to say, it is not easy. We know that it's not easy for anyone that's playing a lot of cricket. It's not easy, particularly if you're not used to being captain.
It's improbable she'll ever be England captain again. Like, all things being equal, Heather comes back, Nat's the natural successor, Nat's around the same age as Amy. You know, like, I can't see a world where she becomes a full-time captain. So it is something unusual to be thrown in at relatively short notice for one assignment without those senior players there. Catherine Brunt, of course, rested for this series as well. So all of these headwinds at the same time that she's thrown the armband. So we need to show regard for that. But just on her batting, and Danny White's, by the way, that was White's fastest one-day 50 this evening. It kind of got lost upon us on TV that, you know, it was this bizarre situation where England were way ahead of India on the number of overs gone on that comparative rate, but the required rate was going up because India hit 62 runs in the last three overs and it just changed the game entirely.
Extraordinary.
I mean, had the game been going on the same trajectory, if India hit, say they go at tens in the final five or thereabouts, then England are probably chasing 280-odd and we're having a different conversation when White gets going, Jones looks good, used their feet a couple of times down the ground, that sixth straight I think was emblematic of her wanting to get out and attack the bowlers, which, look, sometimes when you're under fire, that's the best plan, right? To try and transfer pressure back onto the fielding team and back onto the bowlers. And she did that successfully. But then she probably sensed an opportunity with Hemalatha coming into the attack. The eighth bowler used, or maybe the seventh. I think Verma came on and was bowler number eight. They all seemingly took wickets as soon as they were introduced. It was that kind of night for the skipper, Harmanpreet. She had the Midas touch. But she probably sensed, Jones, that here's my chance to give us any chance of winning. I've got to take on the part-time spin of Hemalatha, get stumped, and then from there they collapse 4 for 14 and it's effectively game over.
Yeah, indeed. And in some ways, when you're chasing a total like that, it's funny, isn't it? If you were England batting first in this game, although they won the toss, elected to be in the field, and I think that was probably the right decision, but someone had a fine day out in the case of Harmanpreet Kaur, who was brilliant. But I think if England bat first, you don't see those wickets falling as they do. It's just so often we've seen
the scoreboard pressure, right?
Yeah, the history of cricket tells you.
Yeah,
it tells you that this happens, and this is exactly how things do play out. And aside, if they're chasing 280, don't lose those wickets in that way. It is a different state of affairs. Of course it is. But let's not take away from the series achievement from India here.
Absolutely.
This is a huge achievement for a side that's got a lot of young players, some exciting players, and you look at somebody like Pooja Vastrika, who's been on the scene for a little while now, but with the bat, with the ball, in the field, is absolute dynamite. What a good cricketer, and what an exciting cricketer to have as somebody who's part of the new generation, who you sense for the next decade or so is going to be one of the big stars of the World Game.
So Vastrika was asked to address the dressing room when they played Sri Lanka recently, and she talked to them about wanting to have a killer attitude, because that's the way she plays. She's bull at a gate in the field. Sometimes the balls go through her legs. Sometimes she executes a run out. Like, I love the way she goes about it. You know, she was involved in a 50-run partnership today. Harleen Diol made her first half century at one-day international level. Yastika Bhatia looks a class player at number three. Remember, that's a bit of a pun. They're not playing Tanya Bhatia, who, according to most judges, is their best wicketkeeper. They're going for their best wicketkeeper-batter hybrid, and it's working. She's made runs in both games. The foundation laid by Smriti Mandana, again making 40-odd today after 90-odd the other day. So a lot of different moving parts, sure, but there's a foundation there that they can build from. And again, an eye towards the 2025 World Cup in home conditions, spin that'll suit. They had four, five spinners used today. They've got a really nice blend of players who are at the peak of their powers in Harmanpreet and Mandana, and players coming through. We haven't even touched on Ranuka Singh Thakur yet.
Oh, what a... Four wickets, absolutely outstanding.
I mean, it was put to me before the series, the reason they didn't really back her in one-day cricket was because she has a really good trick, but it's effectively a one-trick pony. The big in-swinging Yorker, brilliant as it is, she bowled that delivery to... Who did she knock over today?
It was full. It was straight.
It was straight. I've got it written down in my book. It was part of the collapse.
It was part of the collapse.
Believe me. I promise you it was. And she took four. Two off the top. There was the leg before that went her way.
Yep.
There was her bowling...
Dunkley
early on, all with balls moving back, and had the slower ball option that had Eccleston caught on the rope. But she was seen as a T20 bowler, did really well against Australia, especially at the Commonwealth Games, took 4 foot in the opener and 2 foot in the final, knocking over the big Australian superstars. And she didn't play in the first rubber of the series, plays in the second. And when you're thinking about a post-Goswami world, and that's what we're coming up upon. We might go to Goswami in a moment.
We don't want a post-Goswami world.
No, but it's not a world I want to live in, H. But it is going to be a post-Goswami world, and let's turn to that in the Final Word Hall of Fame. The Final Word Hall of Fame is brought to you by the Advanced Test Studio, the world leaders in hair restoration. And I acknowledge the absurdity of two men with truly outstanding hair telling you about hair replacement and how it works. But a million people can't be wrong over 30 years. I mean, I benchmark my hair against yours and you against mine, I'm sure.
You famously say you have the best hair inside of London.
Best hair inside the M25.
Oh, bigger than London.
I sort of broaden the boundaries.
It's a massive call. Well, I must let you know when I'm in town so you know that you fall into second place.
But Daniel Norcross, our dear friend, is going to go and receive the advanced hair treatment through the close season. He's committed to this. So it's going to be a lot of fun. But you can too. AdvancedHairStudio.com/final word. 15% off, and that works out to be a pretty hefty discount. So jump on the website, advancedhairstudio.com/final word, pop your details in, and you're through to the semis without dropping a set. Final Word Hall of Fame, the first most final word moment of the day, and let's trend towards some Goswami stuff.
Can we?
I was doing the prezo for Sky at the end, and I put it to Harmanpreet. Give us a scoop, will you? Is Goswami retiring at Lords? She is.
Yeah.
She is.
Which means?
Phil Long, our statistic. I can see Phil through the
Phil's
window.
Phil's up there. He's up there in the Test Match Special commentary box.
Longy has given us a corker of a stat.
It's an absolute belter. Okay, so Jhulan Goswami is close to becoming the first woman in ODI cricket history to bowl 10,000 deliveries. We're keeping an eye on this at the start of this series. And she bowled a few deliveries at Hove. Seven overs today.
She bowled 10 at Hove.
10 at Hove, 7 today. And it means she needs to bowl 9.1 overs at Lord's to reach the 10,000 mark. She's got to bowl 55 deliveries. Come on, everybody. Let's get that happening.
We need to make sure this is socialised to Harman.
Don't worry, I've already made the link. Deep Das Gupta, they know each other well from Calcutta, and they've been in touch. Deep said, I'm on his way out of the ground tonight, he says, right, I'm going to go and find Jhulan. I've got to let her know this information.
Right, so Jhulan needs to know, the captain needs to know. We've got to get it going on social media as well. So Jhulan 10,000 is our focus as we head to Lords on the weekend. It is a massive weekend for women's cricket at Lords. Henry, we've been doing this for a pretty long time now, covering the women's game. The fact that there's going to be a one-day international for the first time since 2017, the farewell to Jhulan Goswami, 253 one-day wickets, the most of any woman to ever play this format of the game. India have already won the series. They can clean sweep England in England for the first time. England trying to bounce back. It won't take much incentive for them to get up for a day out at Lord's, again, for the first time in five seasons. And we have the domestic final, the Rachel Hayhoe-Flint final on Sunday, which is significant too. So all of these big moments all coming up on Saturday and Sunday. And we're going to be at headquarters for it.
Can't wait for it. It's going to be brilliant, and it's going to be a special occasion because these two sides were due to play an ODI at Lords in 2014 that got rained off. Of course, the 2017 World Cup final, we all remember, an incredible day. But yep. India, don't think that now they've won the series, there's no incentive for them to win this game. They were thinking, right, we remember 5 years ago. We remember that heartache. What about the chance to win at the home of cricket, a series clean sweep against England to wave goodbye to the career of Julian Goswami? England thinking, we don't play at Lords often. We've got to make sure that we make a bit of a statement and get a game back in the series. You might think the series is gone. It does not mean there's nothing riding on this game. It's going to be brilliant. I can't wait.
I can't wait to be at Lords on the weekend. The final word will be at Lords on the weekend or for the Advanced Test Studio, advancedteststudio.com/final word. Henry, we love you. Thanks for coming and having a chat today. We might do it again on Saturday.
I look forward to it. So where was I on the list? I was about fourth replacement.
It was more that, you know, Daniel's been standing in for Jeff.
Yes.
And Daniel today opted to stay at Surrey.
Oh, can I come back again?
Why don't the three of us do it?
Hey, now you're talking.
Goodbye from Canterbury. So you know what I meant here. I had to go.